睇壞。
Welcome to be in the company of Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Doug Steffen as well, as we get started with all kinds of things that are going on in the world that demand, that scream, that cry out for our attention and for, if it's a problem, our solution to the problem. All right, so let's see. Solution to the problem of bad news is good news, right?
Yes.
Yep. Those of you who have been wondering about the grip that Mother Nature has had on us, the wild winter weather.
Oh, it's about to loosen up.
It's probably up. It's over.
Yeah.
The worst of winter is over.
Yeah.
And the best example I can give you is what's going on in Oklahoma. Well, you don't maybe know, but I'm privy to more information than you are.
Bring it on, brother,
because
I'm ready to hear it.
You ought to listen to the conclusions that I have made.
Let's hear it.
Given what is happening now meteorologically. You ever bugged by the meteorologist says, I'm a meteorologist? It's like the
meteorologist,
temperature.
Yeah.
The meteorologist who gives you the temperature in February. Nice going. And he gets his info from the library.
Library.
So, yeah. Anyway, this has been the coldest year to date.
Yeah, it's
that
been
is
cold.
Through the February 10th that we've had since 1994. Mm. Okay, so that was only 16, 17 years ago. The cold, we don't seem to have in our minds the experience lasting. And so, for those of you who think it's the end of the world, and I was listening to somebody try to describe the global warming part of this, global warming doesn't mean that
hot.
It's getting warmer, necessarily.
Right.
It means that there will be changes.
That's what gets me crazy, because, you know, I tend to be on the conservative side.
No, Jennifer,
politics,
really?
You know. But every conservative guy out there is going, this climate change.
They sound foolish.
Global warming.
Like the people that were listening to them were all idiots. Everybody's a moron that listens to them. Sorry. Anyway, so the situation, let's use Oklahoma as an example, Richie, all right? Ready to crank this up?
Go ahead.
31 degrees below zero in Nevada, Oklahoma, yesterday.
Wow.
All right? 27 below zero in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, yesterday.
Wow.
Let's see. Tomorrow, temperatures in Oklahoma will be in the 60s and in the 70s next week. So in 1 week, see, this is global warming. 1 week, the temperature goes from 31 below zero up 90 degrees to 60 in 6 days. All right? That's global warming.
What do you mean?
I mean that there is an awkward distance between one temperature reading and another in a few short days. That's in the global warming influence, if you will. Mother Nature, us driving cars, whatever it is, the temperatures are changing more radically.
Before.
Oh, sure it has. It's happened probably 11, 12,000 years ago, and happened 18,000 years before that, and 30,000 years before that.
Someone told me at the turn of the century in Chicago, they had 54 feet of snow on the ground.
Yeah. And there are predictions, by the way, next year. There are predictions. Who knows whether the predictors have any brains or not. It was just becoming conversation that we'll have in some areas of our country 9 feet of snow.
Well, then we better go on storm watch right now.
What's the help you need, Rich?
I'm going to play the spoiler here. Help me define global warming then, because if we had this kind of wild swing in temperatures 18,000 years ago and
you want to define in terms of what?
Then we
what
have
do you
it
mean?
Now.
In terms of what?
Natural phenomenon is that, I guess, is what I'm asking. If your definition
global warming is natural phenomenon. There are a lot of people who want
you say
to
driving
believe,
cars, but we didn't have cars 18,000 years
but,
ago.
No, so but we had a lot of different influences, and what I'm saying is
we had dinosaur poop back then.
Rich.
That made a lot of guess.
Would you like me to answer the question?
I would, but I'm just I'm validating.
Why don't you be quiet? Let
I'm
me
validating your thoughts.
Oh, good. Thank
Dinosaur
you.
Dinosaur poop,
help.
Car
right.
emissions,
yeah.
it all.
Methane.
Works.
Can you imagine the amount of methane? People complain about cows and methane.
That's
now.
What I'm saying.
Can you imagine the methane that came out of those dinosaurs?
So we had global warming.
Know? poop pellets. We, don't
we had
know
global warming back
like.
When we had dinosaurs, right?
Yeah.
Because of the methane.
Right. Yep. That's it. That's why.
There you go.
And there was a little thing called an antagonistic asteroid that managed to take care of all of the
that's right.
dinosaurs. We got another one of them heading in our
They're
direction, too.
Yep.
Coming from everywhere. They're going to get us.
2035, they said.
Little information is dangerous. Mm. Anyway, global warming is a reference. It's one of those things, those terms, that's become a catchphrase for all kinds of similar
yes,
stuff.
Yes, it has.
And so under the circumstances, it is what it is, changes as it does. And what can we do about it? Skowatsky.
And lo and behold, we have a dark sun floating around out there we never knew about. I wonder what kinks that throws into the armor of the weather.
A couple of asteroids here and there. Mm-hmm. We got a couple of asteroids actually on the radio. Did you notice?
Yeah, big asteroids. Yeah.
All right, here's one other item of good news. Actually, a couple of the price of oil went down a bit this week. Price of gasoline went down a little bit. Here is the good news. For those of you who are struggling to keep your home, there is a program, actually started here in California, but apparently other states are looking at it, a program that will help thousands and thousands of borrowers who own a home and they have more money on their mortgage than the property is worth. Mm-hmm. The Keep Your Home program, using federal funds reserved for the rescue of the financial system, has been set aside to help a lot of those who have a foreclosure crisis. So if you fit into that, you may want to check with somebody. I don't know where you go.
They've got a couple of these programs already.
Yeah.
And it's,
get the info.
It's like it's so
it.
Minimal, the people that it's, they need it to be wider spread. But then the question becomes, do you really want to save a house that you are upside down in?
Depends on what you want to do with your credit score.
Well, I will tell you, we had a friend lose their house, and it's been 4 or 5 years, and they are in the position to be able to buy again.
Oh,
now,
good for them.
They've owned 2 and 3 houses at a time and have paid well on the other ones, but their main house that they were just stupid when they bought and got totally upside down and by like $300,000.
Yeah.
They couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But now, you get to a point where you're like, okay.
Yeah. But there are all kinds of situations and scenarios. Some people are fairly close, get the help, and people are getting a little bit better jobs now, and that's just helping out. So in the meantime, as we focus on the money that came, that was put into play in 2008 to help the banks, and they were all talking about how they made $1 a year, the president of this bank and that bank, I'm going to take $1 this year. Wouldn't you like to know what they made this past year in 2010? Going to give you that story in a moment. What the guys who were making $1 in 2008 and 2009 made in 2010. That's coming up. And also, a story about an inventor whose birthday is today. Speaking of today, today's the 11th, right? So we have 3 days to finalize Valentine's Day plans. Before you do that, check out the 15 secrets your waiter will never tell you, a special idea for you at gooddayshow.com. Get the secrets of going to a good restaurant. All right, for Valentine's Day, which is only 3 days away. If you're running out of time to get a great deal on romantic bouquets, and the folks at Pro Flowers want to help you out, those of you who have left it to the last minute, shame, poo-poo, but there still is a fix. Till midnight tonight, you get a dozen red roses or 2 dozen assorted roses. Both come with that glass vase and chocolates for $29.99. Steal.
How do they do that?
They do it because they have, it's a big company, they have buying power.
Wow.
A lot of the roses are grown just for them. They have their own farms around the country, and that's where they get these from. Pro Flowers will guarantee delivery, Richie, on Valentine's Day. Roses stay fresh for a full week because they come from these farms. Don't forget, the deal is all over at midnight tonight, so here's what you do to get the deal. You call 800-PRO-FLOWERS, mention me, Doug, D-O-U-G, or maybe you'd find it easier to go online to proflowers.com. Click on the mic there, and type in Doug. You'll get the deal. It is a wonderful deal. Don't be a silly person. Do not wait. While I'm talking to you right now, pick up the phone, call them at 800-PRO-FLOWERS or go to proflowers.com and use Doug as the code.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent-to-own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with the credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Thank you, America. For over 70 years, GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance, and because of you, they've been the nation's fastest-growing car insurance company over the past 5 years. To show our appreciation, call within the next 15 minutes and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. This is not a limited-time offer, and okay, actually you could call whenever you like. But why are we even arguing about this, America?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
All right, let's look at this list of CEOs. You ready for this? Everybody ready?
Ready.
This is a list, at least a partial list, of the number one CEOs that took pay cuts.
Right.
The fellow that runs Citigroup.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Vikram Pandit.
Well,
and,
thank you very much.
He agreed to a salary of $1. $1.
Oh, well, that's
until
nice.
Dollar.
This is the largest bank in the world, by the way. They rebounded. Got the $45 billion from you and me taxpayers. And then they repaid it in full last year. And he took himself a, let's see, how much did he make? He got a $1.7 million base pay and $12 million bonus. All right? That's a Citigroup.
It's none of our business. I don't have a problem with it.
This is not about whether we have a problem. I'm just giving you a story, Richie.
Yeah, okay.
Just telling you a story. The fellow that runs Whole Foods, John Mackey, took a dollar salary in 2008-2009. And then, let's see here, he got a base pay of $379, and he donated all of his money and his bonus to an animal charity. Okay?
Huh.
So there's one good story
yeah,
and one
I like that.
What you'd expect kind of a story. 21 after on Good Day.
Oh. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougStepan.com. What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStepan.com.
Here we go, Richie.
Yeah.
For you and for me.
Soccer balls and strippers.
Sounds like a good Saturday.
It used to be a state show.
Most entertaining tunes in a long time, and I thought that when this song was first released on this date in 1979, Rod Stewart's song "Do You Think I'm Sexy" had moved into the number one position for singles from the album "Blondes Have More Fun." Jennifer,
yes, they do.
Which was also the number one album on this day in 1979. It stayed on the top for 3 weeks. "Do You Think I'm Sexy" was number one for 4 weeks as a single. "If You Want My Body and You Think I'm Sexy, Come On Sugar, Let Me Know. If You Really Need Me, Just Reach Out and Touch Me. Come On Honey, Tell Me So." Crank it up. I think I'm immature because I like this song.
I do think you're immature, though, but not because of the song.
Where'd you come from? Who are you, and what are you telling them? It's the drums that do it. The way this song is like a Phil Spector, sort of modernized Phil Spector, if not. Certainly his influence was felt in this song, I think.
Kind of a strutting song, like Staying Alive, this song is a strutting.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, you guys never knew that he used to kick soccer balls into the audience and he used to have strippers up on stage?
Yeah.
I figured you would have seen one of those concerts.
I was busy chasing my own strippers at the time.
Yeah. There's a story there.
I was newly free at that time. Young and foolish as it were.
1979?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I guess you would have been.
Wow.
Cusp of going out and trying to find where my oats were.
Man, that's a dangerous time.
They were not in the barn.
When a 21-year-old guy gets married after 7 or 10 years of divorce, that is a dangerous time,
ding,
man.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. 26 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Also on this day, the birth of perhaps the greatest, I want to make this sound like the greatest crime fighter we've ever known, the greatest inventor, arguably, in American history was Thomas Edison. Who entered the world on this day in 1847, and the world certainly not ever the same. He was a curious child, always asking questions. When he didn't get an answer, he tried to figure out the answer for himself. He was a great experimenter, and people say it was Thomas Edison who began the science fair, sort of the idea of the science fair.
Do you think he said, hey, it's dark in here?
Yeah,
that's right. What are we going to do about that?
All right, so let me throw these at you. Da Vinci, Edison, Ben Franklin.
All brilliant.
Who do you pick? Geniuses.
Well, for America, I think you can do Edison. The time Franklin was there, I think you can do him. And for all time, I think Da Vinci.
Da Vinci, yeah.
Yeah.
I got
all right.
That too.
So here's the 2020 trivia question. What was Thomas Edison's middle name? 800-510-8255. And good day. It's 28 after the hour.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Valentine's Day celebrates love, but experts say it's important to make romance in your relationship a priority every day. The KY Brand Intimacy Experiment is a free 10-day relationship bootcamp meant to help, inspire, delight, and empower couples to reignite the special spark in their relationship. Best-selling author and renowned physician Dr. Hilda Hutcherson explains.
The KY Brand Intimacy Experiment is a free 10-day relationship bootcamp meant to help, inspire, delight, and empower couples to reignite the special spark in their relationship. Every day for 10 days, the book offers a theme to focus on for your relationship and activities to help spice up your romance, both inside and outside the bedroom. We're kicking off the intimacy experiment with Trista and Ryan Sutter from ABC's Bachelorette. They're going to share their experience daily on Facebook and Twitter.
For more information about the KY Brand Intimacy Experiment, go to Facebook and type in Couples Place or get there directly at facebook.com/KYCouples.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe 1 decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe 1 septic solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe 1, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. It's always nice when Jennifer's gone for a day, and then she comes back, and we all feel her goodness and light.
Did you feel your ears burning yesterday, Jen?
No. What were you saying?
We had another three-minute conversation about how freaking nice you are.
Yeah.
You really talked about me?
Yeah, when you leave, we always have this conversation where we're like, and she's really that nice.
Right.
And we can't stand it. One day I just want you to just fly off of the handles and go.
Oh, it happens every once in a while. It's kind of fun.
I never get to see it.
Because people, when you're nice, most of the time, when you actually get angry, people get scared.
Pay attention. All right, so it's 34 after the hour. And so as we celebrate the life of Thomas Edison with some accomplishments, he got $40,000 for the stock ticker. He was the inventor of the stock ticker.
Oh, cool.
It was used on the stock market. He actually invented 2,000 gadgets, over 1,000 patents. Some of them improved the inventions of other people, like the telephone for Alexander Graham Bell. He was a friend of his, the typewriter. Now, who invented the typewriter? Richie, look that up for me, will you please? Okay. Electric generator, electric-powered trains he worked on. He got $40,000 for the stock ticker. He was going to ask them for $5,000, and they offered him $40,000.
Well, that's nice.
He said of all the things that he invented, he liked the phonograph best. But he invented the storage battery, the cement mixer. Isn't that interesting? The dictaphone, duplicating machines. He invented the cement mixer. Isn't that something? That's really... He once joked, quote, I have to measure then by the court when talking about his accomplishments. But the thing that changed the world was the light bulb, no question about that. All right, so the question
Christopher
here.
Christopher Latham Scholes, who lived 1819 to 1890, invented
the typewriter. Okay, yes. What's his name?
Christopher Latham Scholes.
Huh.
1868 is when the...
I thought it was Mr. Patent. Royal.
You know what? Writing? They're showing a picture. The picture of the typewriter that they are showing is a Royal.
Royal typewriter.
Yeah.
Tells you what I know. I remember having a Royal typewriter when I was a kid.
Wow, look at this. I haven't seen a typewriter.
Wait a minute. Isn't that... There's a mind-boggler. Kids today...
Yeah,
they don't even know what it is.
When I was a kid, I had a typewriter.
I'm looking at this typewriter thinking, my son will never know what this is.
And remember... Play with one. Oh, gosh. Remember the carbon paper that you had to get between two sheets?
Now I'm going into my father's desk right now in my mind, which I have on the farm. The desk... That had all of the his work. You know, he had his office and his files and all that, but he had this Royal typewriter, and I can remember sitting there with him or watching him type away. And it is such a bizarre. It seemed like it was like centuries ago when you look at these little screens, these iPods and the iPad. But by the way, the keyboard is the same. The letters all organized the same way. Isn't that interesting? The top line. Q to P,
QWERTY.
Middle line A to L.
It's called a QWERTY keyboard.
Who's your what?
Q-U-E-R-T-Y.
QWERTY.
The first letter's in the top row.
Yeah.
Look at your thing, Q-U-E-R-T-Y.
Oh, yeah,
it's
right.
It's a QWERTY keyboard, and the typewriter is what we still go by today on our keyboards, on our phones and everywhere.
It is, everything. So I wonder if the same letters, if we could translate letters into most of the Roman, do the other Romance languages, the languages that started with the Roman Empire, do they all have 26 letters in them? Can you translate letters as well as words? Anybody know the answer to that? 800-510-8255. I don't know the answer, but I would be curious.
Well, I know that Spanish, I think Spanish has more letters than we do.
It does. It's got two more letters.
Yeah.
They have the N-Y-A.
Really?
N-Y-A. L-A.
L-A. What does N-Y-A translate to in English?
It's an N, but it's got that little squirrely thing on top of it.
So there's an N and then there's an N-Y-A.
Yeah, and it's pronounced. They have N and N-Y-A.
As
a Y and then
L
there's
a Y.
An L and like, an L-Y-A?
It's the J or the L that they do. It's
it makes a J sound,
Jota,
but it's two
it's
L's.
Called.
Yeah.
Jota.
That's J.
So let's see here. We have callers from Reno, from Garden City, Port Charlotte, all over Texas. Let's see, all over Tennessee. How about we talk to Greg, who's in Garden City, Kansas. Greg, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Nice to hear from you. What is the middle name of Mr. Thomas Edison, if you please?
Alva.
Alva. As a matter of fact, his folks called him Al instead of Tom.
Huh.
But she doesn't have to call
you
me Johnson.
You can call me Al.
Right. All right. So what do you think was the most important thing that he did, Greg? Of all the inventions, all the things that we're attributing to him, what was the best?
Like you said, the light bulb and electricity.
Yeah. Can you imagine where we'd be without light bulbs? Think about it. We take all this stuff so much for granted.
Or think about this. Have you ever run this through your head? If he hadn't invented the light bulb, what would have someone else invented in its place? Would they have invented the light bulb as we know it? Or would they have invented something else?
Then we wouldn't have those stupid ecologically friendly light bulbs.
That's right.
They are really bad, by the way. Those things are real junk.
Yeah,
they don't last for beans.
Well, they don't last the 5 to 7 years. And when you have to take them back to your home store and put them in a bin for them to be disposed of properly.
Mm-hmm. Ish. Are you a skier, Greg?
I've skied for about 15 years.
All right, I think there are some ski. I don't know, Richie, why don't you go over or have Michael go over with him?
Sure, you can either pick out of the prize closet or.
We've got all these ski
lift
passes all over the country that we're giving away, so we might as well give you a shot at them if you'd like them. Greg, thanks for the information. Thomas Alva Edison and his birthday we are celebrating today.
By the way, you know who made the. You know who made the typewriter a success?
Royal.
No. Remington.
Oh, Remington's.
A Remington typewriter.
Yeah, Remington Steel.
Well, the from Remington Rifles. They actually took the typewriter because the whatever guy who invented it got impatient and basically went to the Remington people, and they took it and, what's his name? Remington Arms Company. And they redid it.
Wow. There we go. Also on this date, in 1861, President-elect Abraham Lincoln and his wife left Springfield, Illinois, on the train by themselves for Washington.
Don't go to the theater, Abe!
Yeah.
But wait a minute. Let's get the concept here.
Yeah.
By themselves.
Yeah.
No guards. No Secret Service. No police.
And how'd that work out for him?
No, about 400 miles into the trip, Mary Lincoln turned to the president and said, "Did you lock the back door, Abe?" Or, wait a minute, I think she said, "I left my makeup bag on the counter." Yeah. Now, I don't know about verification of some of these facts. You know me, sometimes I don't let facts get in the way of a good story. But
that's right.
At any rate, no police, no escort, nothing. The new president. On this date in 1966, Richie.
Willie?
Yeah. Yes.
Willie Mays became the highest paid baseball player in the history of the game, signed with the Giants for $130,000 a year. There isn't a kid that's 15 that would sign for that now.
Yep.
And these big babies. And it underscores even more. I'm not a sports fan, as most of you know. And I sure don't give, I like baseball, but I don't give a hooey about football, especially after what I've been talking about this week and what I learned last weekend about what happens to people who play football. But these big babies who want, there's the negotiating room between where the owners of the football teams are and the players, $1 billion. How do you think the public who can just barely afford most people to hang on, how do you think the public reacts to this under the circumstances when they find out the least amount of money a professional football player can make upon entering the league is $600,000 a year? Wow. Tell that to a guy who didn't have
a job. Least amount of money?
That's the minimum pay for an entering football player, $600,000 a year. And these A-bananas want more money. They want to negotiate.
I was wine tasting with a football player, and he makes $600,000 a year minimum.
Yeah.
Right.
God, I should have been nice.
If you sit on the bench. But here's the deal, Dudley.
Yes, Richard.
The money is being generated by the NFL.
Yeah.
What they are arguing over is the split of who should get it. So the question isn't, we want more money. Go pay us more money. It's already there. Yeah. The NFL is making
it. I know it's there,
the
but they want the owners want to keep more and the players want
right.
more.
Right. So
in this circumstance, and Jerry Jones, by the way, who's a multi-gajillionaire who gets $300 million in tax support to build that damn dome stadium down there for $1 billion.
Well, we had the same thing in D.C. Dan Snyder is
crazy.
He's about one of the biggest gouging owners that you could ever. And I will not support
favorite.
Him. I did Peter Angelos and the Orioles. I swear you off. I still love the team, but I will not give you a nickel. By the way, do you know who created the Secret Service?
The
president?
Secret Service was it FDR? I think it was FDR.
Abraham Lincoln.
Was it?
He created it because they needed an agency to take care of the counterfeiting.
After that train ride, I got to bring some people in.
I think we need some people to protect
it
me.
It wasn't until the assassination of McKinley in 1901 that Congress informally requested that Secret Service provide presidential protection.
Good for you, Richie. Thanks for the info.
We are so
full of it here. Isn't it great? 16 before the hour. Speaking of being full of it, if you have a problem with your prostate, now is the time for you to come to the aid of either the person who has it or yourself. If you don't have a problem, you ought to still be concerned. I told you the results of my PSA test, and I'm wondering why the heck the number went the way it did. But do you think I'm sitting here doing nothing about it? No. Going to have the annual fun son with the doctor. Figure out whether it's grown or not. But you know, a lot of men.
Boy, was I surprised the first time I got that test.
Yeah, there you go.
But you know what?
Oh, it'll thumbs up. Thanks, man. Oh!
Alleviate.
Whoa there.
I'm glad they don't use the thumb. That would be even more of a woo.
I didn't know I needed to turn around for that one.
Yeah. Over 50% of you men who are listening to me right now have a prostate problem. You don't even know it. You're prostrate. The situation, your interest grows, of course. And by the time you're in your 80s, you'll have a prostate problem if you haven't fed it and taken care of it. Don't worry about it. Do something about it.
Feed
why would you
me.
Worry? What?
Feed me.
And that's prostate. What you do
that's
with Super Beta
calling.
Prostate.
Yep.
That's right. The
pussy. Feed me.
Feed me.
Okay, so here's what you do.
I
you
like call us
800-607-7078. Can I finish this, please?
Yeah.
Good luck.
I need to finish with a straight face. 800-607, or at least a moderately straight face. 800-607-7078. That's the number to prevent these problems. You got to feed the prostate, and that's what Super Beta Prostate, full of all kinds of things.
I got mine.
Stinging nettles. You wonder, you look at the saw palmetto, yohimbe, all kinds of
Let
stuff.
Let me tell you something. The first time I had that exam, and then a few years later when I got into my mid-40s, I started realizing that there was differences in, like, how you go to the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't need anybody poking around there any more than they need to.
That's right.
Sign me up.
Here's a free bottle so you can get started so you see what it does, and then you'll continue, we're sure. Your bottle of Beta Prostate gets to you free by calling 800-607-7078. Be smart. Get your free bottle. Call that number now, 800-607-7078. You'll only pay a small shipping and handling charge. One free bottle per family allowed. Feed it, make it well, and you'll feel better. And you'll be thanking me and Richie and Jennifer and everybody else who said, hey, this is a good idea. Super Beta Prostate, 800-607-7078.
Attention, Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
I was thinking about some of the big stories this week in the conventional talk radio world, the weather and Julian Assange and AOL buying the Huffington Post, the congressman who is, man, what a fool. The more I look at that thing, I wonder, I'm scratching my head, how could this guy be this stupid?
He really is.
Oh, my.
You know what? It's just hard. When you get into that position, it's
not going to be hard.
Well, you know what? And it's not like
God.
I was about to say, when you get into position of power, people throw themselves at you.
Yeah.
But that wasn't even it. Okay. He was out fishing.
So you don't
on
have
Craigslist.
To take your clothes off.
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
he was
throwing
out
themselves
on Craigslist.
Different.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You know what I found the last 3 weeks of the Egypt political crisis? Most interesting. We were carrying this for a couple of weeks at thegooddayshow.com, the website. We had Al Jazeera and their live feed of what was going on in Cairo. They have stopped that. But I have yesterday's L.A. Times and New York Times and the Washington Post a full-page ad for Al Jazeera. New York Times says it's Al Jazeera's moment. Business Insider says even the president is watching Al Jazeera.
Yeah.
Salon.com says mandatory viewing. ABC says thank you for what you're doing. The Nation said most comprehensive coverage of any network in any language when it comes to the situation there. Now, they're a Middle Eastern network. Right. It'd be like, you know, if you want to get the story in New York, you go to ABC, NBC, or CBS.
Right.
But how many people think Al Jazeera is a Muslim front? Now, a lot of people...
They are the mouthpiece for Osama bin Laden.
Well, you can watch Al Jazeera. They have the English-speaking Al Jazeera network.
Yeah.
And the world is changing so much. It's really kind of an amazing thing. It's nice to be a witness to it and be able to yak about it here on Good Day 51 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to NationalUnderclassmen.com to find out more.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Zero.
It's now 53 after the hour. I'm Doug. She's Jennifer. He's Richie. And you are you, which is most important. Wait a minute. He is Alex Goldfang, who's our technology tailor. A better living on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Between Alex and Shelley Palmer, I think we have it covered pretty well.
Yes, we do.
The next version of the Apple iPad, will it be a must upgrade for you if you have an Apple iPad?
I'm waiting for it. We are going to buy it.
Really?
Yes.
You got an iPad, you got an iPhone.
What we both have iPhones. I'm about to upgrade her iPhone to a 4, and then we're also going to get the iPad.
What do they call it?
It's 4G.
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 I see. I had it right. I just had it wrong.
Because I told you, we don't really need the computers. You know, we used to have that big desktop computer. Right. Got rid of that.
Yeah, we were just talking about typewriters and typewriters to computers. Now it's computers to the flat screen.
Yeah, I mean,
but it still has.
If we have our iPhones and an iPad, we really don't. We need a computer here and there, but that's it.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to Alex, the technology tailor, with the must upgrade. Will it be part of the Apple iPad? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Epinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
The Wall Street Journal reports that the next version of the wildly popular iPad tablet device is in development by Apple. What will be different from the current model? First, the new iPad will run on a faster processor. Things will be speedier, snappier. It will be thinner and lighter, a typical Apple improvement for the second generation release of a product. Importantly, the new version will have a camera on its front for video calls. And like the current model, the new iPad will be available through AT&T and Verizon, and likely in Wi-Fi only versions. The screen will probably remain the same resolution as the current iPad, and not the super deep and rich Retina display that the iPhone enjoys. The iPad was revolutionary. This new release is a modest improvement. It's evolutionary. So, if you have an iPad today, you probably won't need the new one. If you don't have an iPad, listen to me, you need one. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Right, you got to get one. Yes, you absolutely do.
All right, I'll get one of them.
These things were built. This is like Fisher-Price computers, Doug.
New York, the end of the month, I will get the guys. That'll be one of their jobs.
Well, but that's the thing. You want to wait and get the new one.
Oh,
which comes out in April. I believe it's the first week of April.
So then there'll be another new one, and another new one,
There always is, but if you're going to buy one now, it makes sense to wait another month.
Buy it now.
And get the
new one. But wait! If you buy now, call 800-323-8750.
You get the slap chop!
Right, exactly. And we'll send you a new case of mono. All right, anyway.
I used to work at Dick Stevens Chevrolet, and their commercial was 1-800-510-8255. Give us a call now. And, I mean, it was just like the screaming car commercial.
Well, I used to do those. Remember I told you the story about working when I was in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Andy Parks and I used to go into the studio every Thursday afternoon and do 10 of these puppies. $186 a piece we got for them. They were all the screaming, it's the Bomberito sale!
That's right.
And we would yell about the cars in our... And they would be the audio... for the video commercial that they produced there. And then we do an audio version for the radio as well, but it was the same basic tone.
I used to get phone calls from... My phone would ring, you know, just like a sales call. And I'd pick up, you know, Dick Stevens Chevrolet, Rich McFadden, may I help you? I would drive 100 miles in the other direction just not to come to your dealership.
All right. So we talk about the...
thank you very much.
This new technology... I was looking at the bestseller lists and how the Kindle is affecting and the other thing. What do they call the other thing from Ben and Jerry's?
The Nook. The Nook.
Shadow Fever is the number one best-selling fiction book.
Really?
Yeah. No, that's
what is that about?
Nonfiction Unbroken, story of an Olympic runner, Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother, number two on the nonfiction list. That's a pretty interesting. Let's see. What else? Nonfiction... Paperback, Heaven is for Real, story about a boy's encounter with Jesus and the angels during an appendectomy.
Interesting, huh?
Listen, you got to write a story about something.